Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. And this show is brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. I wanted to talk about Ezekiel Elliott. I'll get to that. I want to talk about Sam Darnold. I'll get to that. I want to talk about this Monday night wild card game, which has just been announced, and people are freaking out about it. They're freaking out about it. You know, look, if you're a wild card and you win on a Monday, how are you going to compete the next Sunday? It's not fair. Wah, 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 wah. Here's the problem with so many of these discussions. Okay? It's from the should you play preseason games to the how many regular season games should you play? To the how many regular season baseball games should there be? To the how many NBA games should there be in a regular season? All of these things have been called into question. Additionally, and this is kind of like laughable, right? If you actually know the details of it, like the U.S. women's national team is now actually going to be compensated at the exact same amount as the men's national team, even though the women previously had a deal where they got a greater percentage of the profits. The problem is the profits actually aren't close from the women as they are for the men. So a greater percentage of little is not as good as a smaller percentage of a lot. But the argument is always the same, which is, hey, reality is this. If you want the money, you got to perform the service. And enough people have to care about it. That's it. Like, I will not take any complaining about the dates, times, locations of a wild card game. I won't. Because if it mattered to you, if you cared, you would have gotten it in the contract. Well, we don't want to. You had a collective bargaining agreement that was extended 10 years. It was never addressed. You all have representatives. Those representatives vote for you. Those representatives speak for you. No one said a word about the possibility of a Monday night wild card football game. All you got excited about was, man, the salary cap's going to go up through the roof. And credit Roger Goodell, who's absolutely brilliant with making more money and extending deals even during a pandemic. That's how good he is. Disney and ESPN hemorrhaging money, that's okay. We'll get you to play through the nose, even more so than you already did, and all we got to do is give you a playoff game and eventually get you on the Super Bowl rotation. Oh, hey, NBC, CBS, Fox, you too. Pony up. Oh, what? Remember when CBS and NBC didn't want the Thursday night package? They got Fox to pay more. Now Fox doesn't want the Thursday package, and Amazon's going to pay more. But in order to have these games, in order to have nice things, you got to perform nice tasks.
I don't want to play on a Monday night. It's a disadvantage if we win.
Okay. Should have been addressed a long time ago. You know? Should have been addressed a long time ago. That's called being a grown-up. Is there's a contract. If you gotta read the fine print of the contract, you should have a lawyer go over the fine print of a contract. Have somebody set out like, hey, here's a couple of things in here you got to keep an eye on. You got to understand. These are the things that will derail you. These are the things you need to know about. Ah, who cares? I want more money. Right? I didn't hear a single player complaining when you get these gigantic deals. When Jamal Adams signed a contract extension in Seattle, the biggest contract for his position in the history of the league. Do you remember him saying at one point, listen, if it ever comes down to playing an extra playoff game on a Monday night, I don't want to do it. And if that's the case, I have to give back money. I'll give back money. No, you know why? Because nobody cares. Don't give me, I care now. You don't care now. You don't. Like this is, guy who does a morning radio show is like, man, I got to get up early. I told this story a long time ago. I'm buddies with Boog Shambi. I'll never forget this. Boog used to call Marlins games. Okay, then he elevated to calling ESPN games, and a former Marlin, Moises Alou, was in Chicago. He left after winning a World Series and went to the Chicago Cubs. And Boog tells me this story. He's told me it like three or four times because it's a great one, and I love to repeat it. He sits down to have a beer with Moises Alou after a game. And he's like, hey, man, how's Chicago? Oh, Chicago's great. A lot of day games. Wait, you didn't know you were going to play a lot of day games when you played for the Chicago Cubs? It wasn't until 1988 the Chicago Cubs even had lights at the ballpark. They play day baseball. That's what they do. Janitorial services. Look, everybody has a janitor, a guy that cleans up that you have a tremendous amount of respect for, and you should throw away your own trash. No question. Hey, I'm not telling you it's okay to be a slob, but look, if you go in, you tear up a bathroom and there's some marks on the toilet, it's not your job to clean it up. That's janitorial services. Again, that doesn't mean you're leaving stuff on the floor or you're being a jerk about it. Throw your trash away. Tuck in your chair. Do all the basic things. But look, if you didn't want to clean toilets, you know what you shouldn't have done? Sign up to be a janitor. And if you don't want to play on a Monday night in a wild card game, you know what you shouldn't do? Fall to the wild card. I didn't hear anybody complaining when they got more money because they established a new wild card game, did you? Do you remember the NFL players going like, nah, we don't want the expansion. The playoffs, that means more money. We're not in it for more money. Maybe it's just the old cause and effect. That's what you need to hear. But I'm just blown away by so many responses to, this is not a good thing for players or for, so what? If they didn't want it, they shouldn't have signed up for it. And yeah, I can make the case that's a really quick turnaround. We've seen teams that play on Monday night, like the Baltimore Ravens, and lose, turn around, and beat the Kansas City Chiefs in a come-from-behind fashion on Sunday. And oh yeah, by the way, we saw a team last year in Tampa go through the wild card and win three road games. One, it can be done. And two, why do we give the wild card teams the benefit of the doubt where they get just as much, if not more, time to prepare? No thanks. If you don't like it, don't become a wild card team. But the biggest thing is, this is a societal problem. This is not just sports, okay? Societal problem. That we all want to skip to the finish line. We all want the cheat code where we don't have to, well, we're in Super Mario Brothers and we go through level one and we want to advance to level nine. That ain't how it works, brother. You got to play a regular season. That pays the bills. Then you got to show up anywhere based upon how much you won and how much somebody else won in the playoffs. And you got to win a game. Then you got to turn around and win another game. Then maybe you got to turn around and win another game. I didn't hear 1 ounce of complaining when they signed the new TV deals and everybody concurred that the salary cap would spike. Now everybody's complaining? No thanks. All right, I got some stuff on Ezekiel Elliott. And is it simply Sam Darnold's away from the Jets and now he's good? I'll give you my perspective upcoming next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royals.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
On a summer night in Paris, American artist Lee Krasner is drifting off to sleep when the phone rings. On the line, news that her husband, Jackson, is dead. Jackson, as in the painter Jackson Pollock. He might, to this day, be the most mythologized figure in American art. But how much of the story that we've been told about him is just that? A myth. On Death of an Artist, Season 2, Krasner and Pollock, the story about how the art world changed forever. And the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired, and now every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I'd like to congratulate me and Dan Beyer. We correctly predicted last night's football game because we are smarter than, well, everybody else. Right? That's it, Dan Beyer. That's we're just smarter than everybody else.
I would hope so, but I think we're getting some pushback from the other side of the glass, Doug, because both John and Jason feel that they also took the Panthers last night.
Yes, but did they take the Panthers in the under? I thought we took the Panthers in the under.
I took the Panthers in the under. I just said it was going to be, they would not cover, which they did. They did cover, but I took the under and the Panthers, yes. Can't speak for Jason, though.
I took the Panthers in the under.
Did we take the Panthers in the over?
No.
No.
Wait, so I thought we were alone taking the Panthers in the under.
This is what I thought. I only made a pick on the Panthers, and then John gave a score, which ended up being, we did the math, if you remember. John had to add it up because he said 21-14,
right.
And then John's 35, and then
yes.
We realized that it was the under, yeah. And I think that's how it played out.
Right, that is correct.
Okay, so...
So you're right, but... John just needed his credit. That's all.
Okay.
What's got you stumped, Doug?
I don't understand. We're all getting credit for. All right, let's change the topic.
Okay.
You get no credit.
Okay. So here's my question to you. What did you think, Dan, of Sam Darnold's performance last night?
It was
that good, huh?
Yeah, it was fine. It was, I really like DJ Moore. We talked about him fantasy-wise. But he was
open all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he was open, but it's like one of those things, like, why was he open so often? Like, don't you take away the guy who
right?
gets
especially,
all the ball?
Especially when McCaffrey's out, but.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it'd be that hard of a thing.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, he's really good, and now his value should be something else as well.
Yeah, so you thought, eh?
I thought it was all right.
I didn't think it was all right. Great. I thought he missed some things. I thought, he did get a little bit of happy feet in the pocket, which is what he does. But I do think there's a lot of good there. I think what happens is we all so badly want to say Adam Gase and the Jets are an epic and abject disaster, and they ruined a quarterback, and they very well could have. And it's a process. I thought he played really well, especially McCaffrey gets hurt, and now he has kind of no running game to speak of. Plus, Christian McCaffrey, is his favorite or second favorite wide receiver out of the backfield. Like, it was interesting how they – but we also have to temper it with – they played two of the three worst teams in football, and then they beat up on the Saints, which was kind of a surprise considering how well the Saints played against the Packers. That is the kind of the league. So, I thought it was good. Do I feel like here's a tape, submit it to the archives and put them in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? No. No. No, I'm not there. When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, the results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings. The signals are going. Don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks. Even if you don't see a train stop, trains can't pay for by NHTSA. Ezekiel Elliott had this to say in regards to people questioning his play versus Tony Pollard's.
You hear it, but what really matters is what's going on in this building. So, I mean, they're not the ones signing the checks. They're not the ones sending the wires. So, I mean, I don't think it matters.
Okay. I'm good. I'm not the one sending the wires. So I do think what he's responding to is with open ears, a very, very real thing. very real thing, which is he understands that his production is not terrible, but it's terrible based upon how much he's getting paid and his stance before he was paid. This is nothing more than what happens when you get that Parade magazine with how much people make. We all change our opinion on people based upon how much they make. And Ezekiel Elliott is overpaid. That doesn't mean he's a bust. That just means that we all realize, and he's better all around than Tony Pollard. Pollard just has more juice right now, but he doesn't have to do the little things that Zeke has to do as an every down back. But is that worth $8 million more? The answer is no. Here's Jerry Jones about his running back situation.
The facts are that we really have an outstanding situation here, that Pollard gets up on him so fast and can really surprise the defense. He's stronger than he looks, but he just has got so sudden and got such a burst. And then Zeke, you don't even need to describe him. Powerful in terms of, I'm going to overuse the word, but his burst, I mean to tell you, he punishes the hell out of those defenders. Both of those are going to be a real staple for us as we get into the season.
So he's just saying, like, look, they're different. Different players and different effects on the game. They're different. I buy it. The problem with Zeke is not that Zeke's not good. The problem with Zeke is not that Zeke's not a starting running back. The problem with Zeke is he makes too much money, and it was the how it all went down, right? How it all went down, where he kind of jumped in line, skipped in line, and so that's really kind of what changed the whole Dak negotiations. You know, that's what changed. By the way, Ezekiel Elliott, he makes $9.6 million this year. If you actually want to know what he makes this year in yearly cash, it's not that much. Last year, he made $19 million. Next year, he makes $12 million. And then they'll probably get out of it. And what it'll end up being is a four-year deal, okay? A four-year deal worth $50 million. Okay? A four-year deal with $50 million. We told you at the time it was an overpay. We knew he shouldn't have been paid then. We knew Jerry Jones should have said, hey, you're under contract, show up. And he was right with the Zeke who thing. All these things were right. And keeping Ezekiel Elliott wasn't the mistake. Keeping Ezekiel Elliott at 4 years, $50 million, that's the mistake. And he has basically another year and a half on this deal. And then it'll be done. It was a bad deal. Everybody knew it was a bad deal. And this is simply a case of once people find out how much you make and if they feel like you're overpaid for what you do, it doesn't matter your performance. It'll never measure up to what they think your performance should be based upon your commensurate salary. John Middlecoff joins us. He's overpaid, but he delivers. By the way, how about the Bulldogs of Fresno State last week?
Jake Haener, baby. You know, it's been the program's identity over the years has been quarterback. You know, back from Dilfer to obviously David Carr to Derek Carr to now Jake Haener. This kid is good, Doug. I mean, he was a legitimate Pac-12 guy, went to Washington. They chose Jacob Eason over him. People around the program said, you know, it was the wrong mistake. A lot of people disagreed with the decision at the time, transfers to Fresno State. Rest is history, baby. They just took down UCLA in the Rose Bowl. Beat them four straight times, Doug. Four straight times Fresno State has beat UCLA. Explain that one to me.
I think those dudes have all said, you know, like Fresno State, here's what I was told by a former assistant basketball coach there, that they were so, money was so tight there, okay, so tight that they got, instead of getting school-issued cell phones, this was for a lead assistant coach. They got $20 a month stipend for a cell phone. Right? So but part of that breeds a hunger. Like, we ain't got nothing. They got everything, right? UCLA spent $5 million on food last year. Meanwhile, Fresno State comes in on some buses from the Valley and comes in and mollywomps them again.
Yeah, I mean, one thing Coach Hill was always good at when I was there, and you definitely can still do it now, is when you walk in a game like that, and Fresno's always played, you know, their non-conference schedule, part of the selling point was they were willing to play three Power 5 programs, And when they played the Pac-12 programs, especially the bigger ones, you know, USC, UCLA, Oregon, the first statement would be, raise your hand if you were offered a scholarship by this program. And you know, at most, there were two or three guys of the 100. And that immediately, and it's why they always play up for those games. Now, you know, there's a flip side to it. It's easy to get up when you're the hungry guy for that. Sometimes it can be more difficult. I always thought was the most impressive part about Boise's success is they got up for that game, and then they would get up for, like, New Mexico and UNLV. That's, as you know, as a, you know, a former D1 athlete, that can be challenging.
Can be challenging. Okay, let's get to some football. Your thoughts on Sam Darnold's play last night?
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple. When you have the just base level of talent, which he clearly has, is he some all-time great? No. But is he some scrub? What people thought he was with the Jets? Of course not. When someone believes in you, that is pretty powerful. You know, when someone actively wants you, and that is what ultimately Carolina did. They believed in him, they traded for him, and they named him the quarterback. Then, when you get an upgrade in the guy leading you, like, let's face it, I would rather have Joe Brady calling my plays than Adam Gase. And I would imagine so would every NFL head coach, and so would every Power 5 head coach. So he's just in an area that is more conducive to success. And I know McCaffrey got hurt early in that game, but they just have more talent. I mean, their backup, you know, Chubb Hubbard. I mean, that guy's a good player. DJ Moore, good player. Robbie Anderson, good player. I know he played with Robbie with the Jets. The tight end they have, good player. Offensive line, not great. But he actually is playing with skill guys. And when he was in college and had success, he had Juju, you know, Smith-Schuster. Like, when good players have other good players, especially a quarterback, you can't – it's not the NBA, right? If you're just some Steph Curry at Davidson, you can just score all these points, or early on when he was with the Warriors. Like, you need help around you as a quarterback. You need guys to get open. You need running backs. And I think for the first time in his short career, he has that. And he has coaches that are just an upgrade from what he had.
Yeah, I think so as well. Now, is he the world's greatest quarterback? No.
No.
But he looks like a viable starting quarterback. And a good, solid get. And we don't know the upside because Christian McCaffrey keeps getting hurt. You know, it's interesting. Here's a guy in Christian McCaffrey who played every snap essentially his first 3 years, gets a huge contract, plays three games last year. Now he's hurt again. Like, again, I know it's no fault of his own, but it doesn't this just kind of go in line with the running back position and why you don't pay these guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, yeah. I mean, you just take such a beating because they're going to feed him the ball. You know, a guy like that too, right? He's catching the ball and running the ball. So you're just so dependent on that guy. You look at a lot of the top running attacks now, they have three or four guys, and it just spreads the love a little bit. You know, even look at the Ravens, right? They had gone all in on J.K. Dobbins this year. That was the plan. Then he goes out, but they can just keep replacing guys. I see the Niners, they're already on like their sixth running back. They'll run for 150 this year. Or, I mean, this week against the Packers. But I do understand McCaffrey was such a dynamic player. I do wonder if he just, and I don't blame him, he works out so hard, he gets so kind of rocked up, if it creates, you know, kind of a tightness and, you know, those hamstrings, it's just not an ideal thing for a guy whose game is predicated on explosion and speed.
There's complaints about the Monday night wildcard game. My quick take was, I hear the complaints. I think it's a quick turnaround if you win. But did you not realize that if you're going to have the salary cap spike and get more money from TV, you're going to play more games and you may play on at dates and times that you didn't love?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, the players and coaches, once they I don't even think most of them are thinking that much about it right now. It'll just be a big deal when it's those two teams. As someone in the league texted me last night, he's like, can you imagine, let's say you're the Rams and you play at Tampa. I'm just using this hypothetical. In a wild card game on Monday night, and you don't know who you're playing if you win that game up until, let's say, the end of Sunday. So you can't. It's not like you can prepare right the previous week. I guess you can watch a little bit of both teams, but you don't truly know. So then you have Monday. Then let's say you win that game, you have to fly back, and then let's say you're playing the Cowboys or the Eagles the following week. You know, so you have to leave on Friday. It just will be a massive disadvantage for that team. But, yeah, I mean, the money – sometimes when you know, I think the NBA has done a poor job about this. The NFL, they don't have it as loud, but like the fans and these TV is the reason all the money keeps flowing. There's not some like imaginary bank where the money comes. It's because of the people. Right. And the more people that watch, the more money. But you have to agree, like, I won't blame that coach for being ticked off in that situation when he feels like he's at a disadvantage.
Yes, but we've also expanded the playoffs, right? These are teams that a couple years ago wouldn't even be in the playoffs. So I'm not saying, yeah, just...
We'll have to see who that game is, right? That game could be like it could be the sweetest matchup, right? I mean, I don't know. Did they announce what specific game it was going to be? I mean, no, I bet they'll just try to pick.
I mean, that should be wild card versus wild card game. It shouldn't be a wild card versus division game.
I agree.
But we'll see if that's what they do. John Middlecoff, our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Let's get into Aaron Rodgers. He calls out trolls. He calls out people who don't know him, guys that aren't in the locker room. Who was he talking about?
I didn't know, and then I kind of Googled it, and it was Bill Cowher and Nate Burleson saying that he had lost his juice and didn't, you know, he's too zen. You know, I get it, but one problem I think Aaron is going to fight is when they lose and he just kind of has the apathetic body language. People are just going to keep talking, you know what, because of everything that happened. If this offseason didn't happen, you know, if he just been normal Aaron Rodgers, even if he skipped training camp, it was like coming back the whole time, reigning MVP, those takes wouldn't have been possible. He created this entire offseason. It wasn't a self-created thing. So there have been things, I'm sure, in his career that he thinks is a little unfair. I don't think the criticism after week one, given what happened for 6 months, is like he really has much defense. Now, and I get it. I mean, he's smart. He likes creating his own truth. I mean, we all kind of do in some form or fashion, but it's not going to go away. Like, what happens, Doug, if the Niners smack him on Sunday night? What do you think the conversation is going to be?
The conversation is going to be that he doesn't have a good enough team around him, right? And he was right. That's I think what it's going to come down to.
Yeah, but like where? I mean, I guess, but they have a couple injuries that are somewhat, you know, their star left tackle's hurt. Za'Darius Smith, their best front seven guy, has a back injury. He's been not playing. I mean, when they're healthy, they are pretty good. I mean,
I agree. I think that whole argument is kind of silly, right? Like, yeah, we have a really good team considering your contract. We could be even better if you weren't making so much money. But all of a sudden, you're calling us out for doing how the way in which who we've cut and who we've kept. And meanwhile, everybody else around the league thinks we got really good talent. Like, you help me. You tell me what we're doing. So that's so terrible. You know?
I also think he could slow the roll of all this stuff by coming out and almost supporting the guys that it feels like he was at odds with, right? In Gutekunst mainly, I guess. He talks a lot positively about his head coach, but just be like, hey, our relationship over the last couple months has been really good. We've had great communication. I feel like we're all on the same page. And then no one would be able to say anything. But he's not going to do that.
No, he's not gonna do that at all. Let's get to Tom Brady. Now, Guerrero comes out and says, yeah, they treat him the same at 40 as they did at 20. His dad says that he's vindicated. Obviously, this is all building up to next week's game in New England. Meanwhile, we got this weekend in L.A. I kind of thought that was the whole allure to the Patriot way, which is we treat everybody the same, and regardless of what your stature is. And by the way, Brady, there was a time when he was helicoptering in and out of the stadium and the other guys on the team got ticked off about it. That's why he shut it down. But where are you on the treatment of Brady is why he ultimately left?
I'm with you. I mean, I have a hard time. It was working, right? And it was working for everybody. I mean, the whole conversation was always he got treated no differently than the backup linebacker, and then it led to all the success because everyone was held to his standard. Because if he's the best player in the league and the best player in franchise history and he's treated like that, everyone had to fall in line. It, like, created it. Now, if you are that individual person, I could understand after about five rings and a couple MVPs and the status he had, like, Bill, do you really need to yell at me every week? You know, it's probably a tough spot to be in. It probably could wear you out, and clearly I think drove him away a little bit. But I think it's a little revisionist history. Like, that way is going to be written about and copied and talked about in sports, you know, kind of the hierarchy of greatness forever. you know, because of that specific thing. Now, I also think it's being, you know, they're able to blast it a little bit because he's able to do somewhat the opposite and still have success, right, with Arians. Now, they run everything by him. He's like a coach slash a player, and he's kind of – it feels like he's in charge, like he's on their level. So it's an easy thing to blast. But I also think they're kind of – I mean, Belichick's not really down, but it's, you know, what are we doing this for? You know, and maybe – think about this. Here, Tom doesn't say anything because I do think Tom really, really respects the whole operation, obviously the owners, but, you know, the players on that team and Bill and Josh. So it's like Guerrero is probably mad because, well, who was the guy that got kicked off the plane?
Right.
Who was the guy that told, like, stay away? Tom, you know, even though he probably had things like he wasn't happy about all the time, it was still pretty good for Tom. For Guerrero, who's now really treated like a king in Tampa. He's allowed to do whatever he wants, train the guys. Arians like, juice do you. He's the one with the vendetta, not really Tom.
I agree. Do you believe which version of Gronk do you believe? The Gronk, I don't watch film on with the Mannings, or the I watch so much film, it ticks off my girlfriend, which was 2 days later?
What I think the NFL people thought, and I was told this, when Brady made the big deal this offseason about how OTAs were crazy, several teams like shut down the last practice. And he's like, and the guy in the league told me, he's like, we shut down our last OTA because Tom was really making a push and the NFLPA, and we're just like, whatever. Tom then has like, he brought everyone to his compound and they worked out for a couple days. He's like, these guys are playing mind games with everyone else. Gronk goes, he's idolized by all these young players, says he doesn't watch film. Gronk probably had the film evaluated by lunch on Monday of the previous game and was already on to the next opponent. Like, these guys say one thing and do another. It's like it's competitive warfare, and they got the market cornered right now. So I don't believe him for a second.
I don't believe him for a second either. I do think there's a little in the middle there, right? Does he do what quarterbacks do? No. Is he constantly on the thing? No. Does he do the work? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, to me, like, a film watching for a tight end at this point, especially a guy of his stature, like, it's not as crazy. And what he said, like, Tom is the one watching the most and alerting him to it. But they also, those guys consistently say something, and Tom specifically, about the OTAs, and then he's flying people to wherever he is, and they're doing hardcore workouts that week.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's always, who do you like, Rams or Tampa?
I think it's the biggest game of Matt Stafford's career because, let's face it, in Detroit, even though he made the playoffs a couple times, they never had a chance to win anything. And this, now that he's on a really a powerhouse team, I think the spotlight's on him. I mean, what does Tom and Tampa have to prove in this game, win or lose? But I think Matt Stafford playing well in this game would really be like, wow, this team is something to be messed with. And he's a guy, probably one of the most polarizing guys in the league, right? He makes huge money. NFL people think he's a freak talent. A lot of fans think he's overrated. I'm just looking for him. And if he plays well and wins, I do take the Rams really seriously, but I'll be like, wow, they're going to be hell to deal with come January.
Are the Raiders a real team?
Yeah. I mean, their offense, I mean, they need to get Josh Jacobs healthy, but when he's healthy, their offense is pretty elite. The skill guys and their quarterback's awesome, and clearly their head coach, who's also the offensive coordinator. If their defense... They don't need their defense to be the steel curtain. They just have to make tackles. I mean, you've watched this franchise for a decade. They haven't tackled anybody. They couldn't make tackles. Now they can just make tackles, and their offense scores enough points, and they win games. It's not really that complicated. So I give Gruden credit for, you know, Gus Bradley. But I think, yeah, I mean, they have no excuse this year not to at least make, like, the seventh seed.
All right, short term, everybody's Mac Jones over Zach Wilson. Long term, where are you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the biggest Zach Wilson guy, and I just bet against that franchise. So I would bet on Mac. And I don't think Mac Jones is going to be like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, but hell, if he just becomes like Kirk Cousins, they're in pretty good shape. So I would go with Mac Jones, just given their, like we talked about with Sam Darnold, given the infrastructure that he has around him and the coaches he has around him.
Is Ben Roethlisberger washed?
Yeah, for sure. Because his game was not playing like Rivers, Manning, or Brady in the pocket. He was a playmaker. And now when you watch him, he looks like my speed. I mean, he can't really move. So, and he's already injured. He's already throwing coordinators under the bus. You know, this, I don't know, man. I would red flag Big Ben moving forward.
Yeah, me, you and me both. John Middlecoff, 3 Now, it's the podcast. He's the best. Bulldogs got a big one tonight. UNLV, who stinks, but they got to bounce back on a Friday after an incredible Saturday night. We'll see. 30 points. Are they going to lay 30 on him?
Jake Haner's going to throw about 7 touchdowns.
I've been trying to get Jake Haner all week, but Fresno's like, nah, we're shutting him down this week. So hopefully they win, and then we get him next week. We'll send you the tape, and you can give me some questions because that kid is awesome. Awesome.
I like it. See you.
Talk to you soon. That's John Middlecoff joining us. 3 and Out is the podcast. Will the Las Vegas Raiders make the playoffs this year? We discuss next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Juan Gabriel.
Juanquis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Karol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royals.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Theodore Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered.
You can build internal resources. That's what the study of psychology is about, building internal resources.
Turning towards is one of the most important elements of successful relationships, no matter what kind of relationship it is.
The thing that underpins all of this productivity stuff is finding a way to make the journey itself enjoyable. The journey is the destination.
The beauty of uncertainty is infinite possibility.
When you don't know what's next, you don't know what's next. And thus, anything can be next.
Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Where are you guys on bananas? I used to be a big banana guy. Don't feel like I'm a big banana guy anymore. But I just had a spectacular banana. I want to share that with you. Let's get to a game.
This is Game Time.
It's Game Time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, results are often deadly. Be cautious at crossings, and if signals are going, don't be tempted to try and sneak across the tracks. Even if you don't see a train stop, trains can't paid for by NHTSA. Dan Byer, what do you got?
Doug, the game today is...
psychic.
All right, got a few situations for you. Want to clear up the confusion earlier, which I think we understand where you were coming from. John picked the Panthers, but didn't pick them by the amount that the spread needed to be. So John, thinking he won, actually lost, even though he thought the Panthers would win the game. Is that fair enough?
Yes.
There it is. So John, you were 1-1 and not 2-0. So don't ever listen to John Ramos make picks, people. He's only 500. All right, psychic. Speaking of those Panthers, will they make the playoffs in the NFC? What do you see?
Yes, they will make a playoffs in the NFC. Exceptionally soft schedule, and I think even though they'll be without Christian McCaffrey and their first round pick for a substantial amount of time. Remember, they get winning on that Thursday night. You get that extra weekend to prep. I think they're in good shape to make the playoffs.
Here's an NFL stat that people don't know. No team starting 3-0 has ever made the playoffs in a 17-game regular season. So the Panthers...
No team. There's also a stat people don't know. No team that's ever started 1-2 in a 17-game season, have made the playoffs.
Interesting.
Either. Yes.
You get the facts.
Wait,
here.
Hold on. There's a new one.
Oh, really? I didn't know about this one.
No team that's ever started 2-1 has ever made the playoffs.
Oh,
in a 17-game
okay. All right.
Psychic.
Psychic. Will the Raiders make the playoffs in the AFC?
No, they will not.
Ooh.
No, they will not. Those two wins are awesome. Remember last year they had two great wins. They beat Kansas City on the road. And they beat, I think, the Saints at home, right? And they have a weird bye week that they're off this week. They're off week 8. I'm sorry. They got Miami this week. That should be a win. They still have the Bears, the Eagles at home, okay, Cincinnati at home, Washington at home. They still have some wins. The problem is that you still got to go to Dallas. Still got to go to Denver. Got to go to the Chargers. I think this division is crazy. I think they just missed the playoffs.
All right, Doug, moving on, or excuse me, psychic. Will Richard Sherman end up signing with the team this season? The Buccaneers did reach out.
Yeah, he did do that video. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I think.
Yes, Doug Farrar, USA Today, has been on the show before, sat down with Sherman. Sherman also said a momentary lapse should not... cover up a 10-year NFL career and what he's done in the National Football League. All right, Psychic, you talked about the NFL playoff change with the schedule. Psychic, will Major League Baseball make a change to the wild card game after what's going to happen this year with the Giants or Dodgers? And whoever doesn't win the series has to play in that game. Will there be a change in Major League Baseball?
Yes, there will be a change in Major League Baseball. I mean, you can't have a 100-win team play in a one-game scenario to get in the playoffs. That'll be fixed in the offseason.
And finally, Psychic, will people now be trying the Jordan Spieth shot on the 17th hole whenever they play Whistling Straits?
Okay, so that is, you're on a hill in the junk.
Yes.
And against railroad ties. Yes, every living golfer who saw that's going to try it.
Man, and I'll tell you what, even just of him trying to catch his balance running down the hill, that's how you twist an ankle or break an ankle as well. Amazing shot. Didn't matter in the end. By the way, Psychic, will it be better for the Ryder Cup if the U.S. wins or loses? You know, they haven't won much as of late, but do they want
to? Obviously better if they win. I get when you lose, it is good. Everybody points fingers
like
and
the
blames
Red Sox,
each other.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, it's fun. But I think you want to win.
That's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is Game Time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
So, you know what's interesting? Tom Brady has kind of taken the high road. His dad, Alex Guerrero, his trainer, they've tried to take it's a little bit more of the low road. There's this assumption that people know what Bill Belichick's going to do next week, that the Patriots are going to defend all of their decisions. I can tell you unequivocally what the Patriots will do leading up to their matchup with the Buccaneers. I'll do so next on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. Work is changing, we are changing, and there's no guidebook for how to make sense of it. Start your week with the Hello Monday podcast. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may know Jackson Pollock, the painter famous for his iconic drip paintings. But what do you know about his wife, artist Lee Krasner? On Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock, the story of the artist who reset the market for American abstract painting. Just maybe not the one you're thinking of. Listen to Death of an Artist, Krasner and Pollock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.